It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you're like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on in to that Amber May spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly.
AMBERMAY,
that's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you're like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on in to that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you're like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm your host. I bet you can't guess. That's right, Amber May. So glad that you can join me once again for another episode of the Amber May Show. Today we're going to kind of switch topics. The last couple shows have been, well, it had some government influence in it, so we're going to change it up a little bit. And today we're going to be talking about or looking at relationships, either married, dating, that kind of thing. So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to examine a little bit more about relationships. And at the same time, I also want you to really take a look at the movie called Fireproof, starring Kirk Cameron. It's an excellent movie, I should say, and it's a great representation about what a visual representation of what I'm going to be talking about on the show today. So I want you to stay tuned, and we'll be back on the flip side.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
Door Doctor Garage Door and Repair Specialist provides homeowners and businesses with quality garage door and opener repair service across the entire valley. It may be a simple adjustment or a major repair job. Either way, courteous, uniformed, and knowledgeable technicians will show up on time in a fully stocked truck ready to fix your problems, in most cases right then and there. Third generation family owned and operated business here in the valley for over 20 years. Only selling and installing the highest quality parts available. Talk to a live technician 24/7 at 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555 or visit azdoordoctor.com for same day service. Don't forget, that's azdoordoctor.com. Eliminate mold, bacteria, viruses, and odor. Call AirXam, your indoor air quality solution. The only safe and effective ozone process in the valley. AirXam kills mold, bacteria, including MRSA, viruses, and odor. AirXam, your low-cost solution to clear up pet odors, smoke odors, and is an absolute must for defunking homes, vehicles, sports gear, and more. Guaranteed to eliminate mold, bacteria, and odors. Call AirXam at 623-330-1910. That's 623-330-1910. Or online at airxam.com. AirXam.com.
This is the Amber May Show.
Welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm your host, Amber May, and for you just tuning in, we are going to be examining relationships this time. I hope you will check out my sponsors. Because of them, they put me on the air. And I want to first start out with the definition of love. Everyone says, I love you, I love you, I love you, when you're in a relationship where you said, I feel in love. So let's look at what the word love means. And I found this definition, and it's more than just one sentence. So let's take a look at it. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves, and love never fails. Some of you might think, yeah, right, love never fails. You're kidding, right? Have you seen the divorce rate? Well, there's a couple of reasons why we have a divorce rate. Once again, this is, love encompasses many things. And if you say, I love so-and-so, are you really practicing everything? One thing that caught my attention when I read this was, it keeps no records of wrong. How many of us, in the back of our minds, can think about, especially women, every time the person you're in love with, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, has done something that just makes you so mad. And then when it fight, when you fight, you bring it up. Well, I remember this time when we were out with so-and-so and you said this and I... And it goes on and on and on. Or remember that time you didn't do this, this, and this, and this, and then I did this and blah, 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 blah. I mean, come on. We all can remember that. Are we really truly in love or practicing love if we're not doing those things? When we say we're in love with someone, really we need to be practicing all this. We need to be patient. Oh, that's a big one. Most people say, well, I'm not a doctor, so I don't have patience. Hardy, har, har. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's a big key to a great relationship is to be patient with someone. It's kind. You know, when you're first dating someone or you first are interested in someone, how nice you are to that person, you know, it's just, and then we get comfortable with the person and we might not be mean necessarily to the person, but we're not as kind as we once were in the very beginning. And in order for a relationship to develop and stay healthy, we need to be practicing all this stuff. We need to be practicing patience and kindness. And another thing that is a key to relationships, especially when they don't make it, is a lot of times we are not practicing the self-seeking. Or I should say, we are practicing the self-seeking. In this definition, it says love is not self-seeking, which means we're not out there to please ourselves, that everything has to be about us all the time. We have to, when we're in love with someone, we have to be thinking about things that make that person happy. And in turn, hopefully they're doing the same thing for us. A good relationship is when we put the other person first all the time. I'm not saying you never should get your desires or your wants or any of that stuff. You can voice it, definitely voice it, because the other person can't read your mind. But when we're in a good relationship, we should always be trying to think about how I can make that person happy or have a good life, or what things make that person pleased. What brings joy to that person? That's something we should always be thinking of. We shouldn't be rude, calling each other names, unless it's the name that they're being given by their parents, calling them stupid, idiot, cussing at them, especially cussing at them. That's not very nice. That's not stuff we should be doing. So that's a definition of love. So what you should ask yourself is, are you practicing all those things that are in the definition? And you know what? Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we are. But I find that our marriages and relationships fail because we don't practice those things. I mean, there's times where you really shouldn't be in a relationship, especially if there's any abuse, physical, mental, you know, those mental, geez, they can mess you up. I was in a relationship once. I was only in it for 6 months. And that was the worst 6 months, I guess, of my life, because the guy I was with was not treating me the way I should have been treated. I was treating him wonderfully. And those 6 months really messed up my self-esteem and my mindset for quite a while. And as a female, when you're in, usually I should say, when you're in those kind of relationships, especially longer than 6 months, the longer you're in it, the worse you're going to look at yourself and think and not even know it. You're not even going to know it. And then when a nice guy comes, you're going to have this wall up and you're going to think, I'm not attracted to that person. And the reason really you're not attracted to that person is because you don't feel like you're good enough to accept the nice things that that person's done for you. And when I finally met my husband, I almost let him go because inside I felt worthless. I didn't feel good enough. And then I wrote a list out. This is something good for, I think, most people to do. When you're looking to find the right person, make a list out. That's what I did. And I wrote down everything that I wanted out of a relationship. And the more I got to know him, I started actually crossing them all off. And I'm like, wow, he almost fulfilled everything I was looking for in a mate. It was quite interesting. I was like, why would I want to throw that away? You know, So as a, from a, I can't really speak from a male's perspective. Obviously, I'm not a man, but from a female's perspective, you females out there, you might want to think about that. Make a list of things that you want out of a relationship. And when a nice guy comes around, don't just think you're not attracted to him. Maybe you were in a previous relationship and you just didn't realize how much it affected you, because I sure didn't. So I want you to think about that. This movie called Fireproof is a great representation of how people can save a marriage. A marriage isn't about feelings necessarily. Yeah, there's an element of that there, but when you get into a marriage, it's a commitment. And in order for it to work, you have to really stick to that commitment. And commitments, marriages are not easy, but when you stay with it, it could be great. A marriage takes work. It takes a lot of work. But you know what? At the end, there can be a lot of joy in it. When you see people that have been married for 50 years, it wasn't because it was easy, because marriage relationships are not easy. You have two people who have two mindsets about how things should go, and they have different ideas and hopes and dreams, and you have to make all that work and come together and work, and that is not easy. So this movie, Fireproof, really demonstrates how a couple can fall in love, they get married, and it's not all what it was cracked up to be from what they thought. You know, marriage just was not, they both wanted out, it wasn't joyful anymore, they didn't like being married, they couldn't stand each other. I know there's people out there right now in relationships and you're just like, man, I don't need it. I don't need this. I can't stand that person. But one thing you got to look at is, in order for marriage to work, it's easy to throw it away. Marriage isn't necessarily about feelings. It's about a commitment. Are you willing to stick with your commitment? And if you are, that's the first step. Us as humans, we feel like the other person should do something first to change the marriage, and then I'll do something. It's just natural. But in order to change a relationship, or to make it work, I should say, it starts with us. What can we do to start turning the marriage or the relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, around? What can we do to make that person realize I still love them, that they're still important, that I don't want to let them go? And when we start with that, where we can make the first step, then things might have a chance of getting better. And this movie really examines that in a visual way of how we can take the first steps to making the marriage work. Because, like I said, marriage can be great. It really can. But it does take effort. It does take work. It does take time. And if you're on the verge of leaving your spouse or breaking up with somebody, just remember, feelings come and go. But commitments, they should be a lifetime. Your promises should sustain the feelings. Because you might not like that person right now, or they might get on your nerves right now. But eventually those feelings are going to pass and you're going to have fun again. I want you to think about, what was that one thing or those things that drew you to that person in the beginning? What did you like about them? And I want you to start there and remember that in the beginning, how it felt when you saw them or called them on the phone or went out on a date or kissed them for the first time or the first couple of times. And if that doesn't motivate you to want to get back together and work on your relationship, maybe it is time. I mean, some relationships aren't meant to be, but I think the divorce rate is a lot higher because there's some people that just don't really work at it. It's just something to think about. So I encourage you to look at the movie Fireproof. You can see the trailer on my MySpace page, myspace.com/AmberMayAZ. Stop on by and check it out. Or you can go to the trailer. It's called FireproofTheMovie.com. Check it out and see what you think there. I really encourage you guys to go see it. It's a really good movie.
It's time now for your Love Dare Challenge.
Love believes the best. Love believes all things, hopes all things. 1 Corinthians 13:7. In the deep and private corridors of your heart, there is a room. It's called the Appreciation Room. It's where your thoughts go when you encounter positive, encouraging things about your spouse. And every so often, you enjoy visiting this special place. On the walls are written kind words and phrases describing the good attributes of your mate. They may include characteristics like honest and intelligent, or phrases like diligent worker, wonderful cook, or beautiful eyes. They are things you've discovered about your husband or wife that have embedded themselves in your memory. When you think about these things, your appreciation for your spouse begins to increase. In fact, the more time you spend meditating on these positive attributes, the more grateful you are for your mate. Most things in the appreciation room were likely written in the initial stages of your relationship. You could summarize them as things you like and respected about your loved one. They were true, honorable, and good. And you spent a great deal of time dealing on them in this room before you were married. But you have found that you don't visit this special room as often as you once did. That's because there is another competing room nearby. Down another darkened corridor of your heart lies the depreciation room. Unfortunately, you visit there as well. On its walls are written the things that bother you or irritate you about your spouse. These things were placed there out of frustration, hurt feelings, and the disappointment of unmet expectations. This room is lined with weaknesses and failures of your husband or wife. Their bad habits, hurtful words, and poor decisions are written in large letters that cover the walls from one end to the other. If you stay in this room long enough, you get depressed and start expressing things like, "My wife is so selfish," or "My husband can be such a jerk," or maybe, "I think I married the wrong person." Some people write very hateful things in this room, where tell-off statements are rehearsed from the next argument. Emotional injuries fester here, adding more scathing remarks to the walls. It's where ammunition is kept for the next big fight and bitterness is allowed to spread like a disease. People fall out of love here. But know this, spending time in the depreciation room kills marriages. Divorces are plotted in this room, and violent plans are schemed. The more time you spend in this place, the more your heart devalues your spouse. It begins the moment you walk in the door, and your care for them lessens every second that ticks by. You may say, "But these things are true." Yes, but so are the things in the appreciation room. Everyone fails and has areas that need growth. Everyone has unresolved issues, hurts, and personal baggage. This is a sad aspect of human beings. We have all sinned, but we have this unfortunate tendency to downplay our own negative attributes while putting our partner's failures under a magnifying glass. Let's get down to the real issue here. Love knows about the depreciation room and does not live in denial that it exists. But love chooses not to live there. You must decide to stop running to this room and linger. And after every frustration event in your life, it does you no good and drains the joy out of your marriage. Love chooses to believe the best about people. It gives them the benefit of the doubt, and it refuses to fill the unknowns with negative assumptions. And when our worst hopes are proven to be true, love makes every effort to deal with them and move forward as much as possible. Love focuses on positive. It's time to start thinking differently. It's time to let love lead your thoughts and your focus. The only reason you should glance in the door of the depreciation room is to know how to pray for your spouse. And the only reason you should ever go into this room is to write "covered in love" in huge letters across the walls. It's time to move into the appreciation room to settle down and make it your home. As you choose to meditate on the positives, you will learn that many more wonderful characteristic qualities could be written across these walls. Your spouse is a living, breathing, endless book to be read. Dreams and hope have yet to be realized. Talents and abilities may be discovered like hidden treasures, but the choice to explore them starts with a decision by you. You must develop the habit of reining in your negative thoughts and focusing on positive attributes of your mate. This is a crucial step to learn to lead your heart to truly love your spouse. It is a decision that you make whether they deserve it or not. Your love dare for this week is, get two sheets of paper. On the first one, spend a few minutes writing out positive things about your spouse. Then do the same with negative things on the second sheet. Place both sheets in a secret place for another day. There is a different purpose and plan for each. At some point during the remainder of the day, pick a positive attribute from the first list and thank your spouse for having this characteristic. In your journal, you might want to think about which list was easier to make. What did this reveal about your thoughts? And what attributes do you thank your spouse for having?
That's been your Double Dog Love Dare.
Are you healthy? Well, we'll see. It's now time for your health tip of the week.
Sexuality and your child. Yes, puberty and boys and girls. Sexuality has always been a touchy subject, yet it is the facts of life. And another fact, Arizona is the number 5 state in the country for teenage pregnancies, as recently reported this week. We must teach our youth about sexuality before puberty. So, when does puberty begin? Now, puberty, that's the name of the period of time that changes occurs in both males and females. Physical changes as well as your sexual organ changes as a result of hormonal influences. The time varies. So let's talk briefly about the differences. In girls, puberty may start as early as 8 or as late as 14. Those hormonal changes affect the sexual organs, their face, skin, and moods. Females also have a growth spurt. They can grow over 4 inches in a year. Usually they stop growing in height around age 14 or 15. The other hormonal changes include weight gain, the body shape, the hips become wider, the waist smaller, acne on the face, back, and or chest, body odor, new emotional changes, we call those PMS, underarm hair growth, woolly hair, and of course, menstruation starts. And boys, puberty starts a little bit later, around age 10 or as late as 15. Boys may also have a growth spurt in a year, but they continue to grow in height until around 18 or even up to 21. Their hormonal changes in boys, they causes a deep voice. Their body shape also changes. They become wider at the shoulders and of course more muscles. Weight gain, acne, oily hair, body odor, all the same, and they have new emotions. They have a tendency to lose their temper a little bit easier. Hair growth under the arms and of course the sexual organ development. So it's time now with your child or grandchild to sit down and talk about puberty before it happens. It would help allay any fears that may occur as their body goes through these changes. There are many programs and information available to assist you in this area. You can contact your local health department, your medical provider, or call our office. We do have sexuality in your child classes. Thank you again for listening to Health Tip, brought to you by Wellness to Go. If you'd like further information on this topic, contact our office at info@wellness2go.org or 623-873-7503. Remember, this is Deborah, to determine your needs, not your wants. Have an awesome day.
And that was your health tip of the week. Tune in next time to make sure you are healthy.
Eliminate mold, bacteria, viruses, and odor. Call AirXam, your indoor air quality solution. The only safe and effective ozone process in the valley. AirXam kills mold, bacteria, including MRSA, viruses, and odor. AirXam, your low-cost solution to clear up pet odors, smoke odors, and is an absolute must for defunking homes, vehicles, sports gear, and more. Guaranteed to eliminate mold, bacteria, and odors. Call AirXam at 623-330-1910. That's 623-330-1910. Or online at airxam.com. AirXam.com. Door Doctor Garage Door and Repair Specialist provides homeowners and businesses with quality garage door and opener repair service across the entire valley. It may be a simple adjustment or a major repair job. Either way, courteous, uniformed, and knowledgeable technicians will show up on time in a fully stocked truck ready to fix your problems, in most cases right then and there. Third generation family owned and operated business here in the valley for over 20 years. Only selling and installing the highest quality parts available. Talk to a live technician 24/7 at 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555 or visit azdoordoctor.com for same day service. Don't forget, that's azdoordoctor.com.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking time to listen to the show today. I hope it helps somebody out. I thought this was a good topic to talk about. So I want to thank you guys for listening to the Amber May Show. Please tune in and please tune back in to listen to more episodes. If you have any comments or have any ideas, please check me out on my MySpace page, myspace.com/AmberMayAZ. All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.